I'm going to give you the biggest bang for buck interventions that you can do for yourself and your health from the physical, mental, and somatic emotional standpoint. And it's going to be really important because I want to give you all of the information so you can pick the things that align with you best. Welcome everyone to Heal Thyself. I am ready for the holidays. Look, I've been a little kid at heart all my life. I still am a little kid at heart. You put on Mariah Carey Christmas music and then I get all warm and fuzzy and bubbly and I'm ready. You know, living in California, I miss the snow a little bit. I'm not going to lie, only for this season. So the holiday season is coming up and we know what that means. It means sort of renewal, right? The year is ending. It's coming to an end. It's that tail end of all of the culmination of all the things that gone on through the year. We're coming to that tail end. And with this renewal, this new year, this new me, right? We always hear that. We think about all of these things we want to do in our new year to sustain our health. But how many of you go, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. And then by February, you know, 20% of your list is gone. By March, 50%. By April, you ain't doing it anymore. And we're back to our old habits. This is really important to talk about because there's different pieces for the reasons that we can't sustain the very things that are so good for us and our families and our loved ones, right? And our careers and our life and our purpose. So this show is going to be dedicated to really bringing back our sustainability behind the things that are important for us. So we're going to be speaking from the heart. It's going to be really powerful. I'm going to give you the biggest bang for buck interventions that you can do for yourself and your health from the physical, mental, and somatic emotional standpoint. And it's going to be really important because I want to give you all of the information so you can pick the things that align with you best. So many of you are educated out there. I'm always in shock how you all are out there so compliant with the things that you know work for you, and you're doing all the fun, amazing health and wellness stuff, but maybe there's stuff you don't know about. So I want you to tune into this episode. We're just going to be speaking from the heart. We're going to be giving all of the interventions that are going to be working for you. I've seen it work with my patients, with my clients over time. And it's my pleasure really to share whatever is here today for your new year, for your new you. You're coming in. This is going to be your best year. And I'm not lying. It's going to be your best year. We always say it's going to be the best year. This is going to be the year. No, this is going to be your best year. There's a massive shift in consciousness and we're doing it. So stay tuned for this awesome knowledge bomb on New Year, New You interventions sustainably. All right, before I get into all of these interventions and this knowledge bomb, the things that I know work, the things that I want to really bring into the surface as to why we don't even hold on or sustain all of these beautiful things that are good for our health when we feel good, right? There's psychology behind that, actually. I want to just do a review, right? We always have to start with moments of gratitude, right? Before we make major changes, we have to think about like where we're here and how we got here. Here in this studio that I'm sitting in that has been bringing you this podcast since March of 2019, long time, lot of shows, over 200 shows already we've been doing. We're going to be leaving. I'm going to be leaving the studio. And it's beautiful transition because as I'm over here giving these interventions for the new year, I too am having a transition and a refresh. So it's sort of like I'm talking to you all, but talking to myself, but also talking to you all. So it's a beautiful back and forth, even though ain't no one talking back at me. Now that I think about it, I feel very lonely. Anyway, when we think about the transitions, we have to think about this. What's the moment of gratitude? Well, I've been doing this podcast with all of you, and we've seen so many people, right? If you look at the catalog, there's so many people that have came, that have dropped so much wisdom. I mean, this is in itself an encyclopedia of just potent information from metabolic health to sexual health to emotional healing, God, to stem cells and regenerative medicine, to breath work. We've had everyone come here talk about everything. I don't know if there is a health and wellness topic in existence that hasn't been covered on here. And that brings me a lot of joy because what a gift it is to have a space and have an audience who is willing with an open heart to listen to people, to share their journeys, to share their passions. And some things resonate and some things don't. But really, the reflection is the first key before you make a transition. Let's reflect. How did you get to where you were? For better or for worse, quote unquote, for gooder or for badder, quote unquote. Forget about that. Just bring gratitude to how much in this world you've created. And when I think about this, yeah, it's beautiful. Like as I transition away from the studio, I'm coming to a new refresh, but thinking about how much content, how much wisdom, how much empowerment, how many lives have been changed in this beautiful studio. So think to yourself, in your lifetime, past year, past 2 years, past 5 years, how did you get to where you were? Were there decisions that you made? Maybe you pull out a notebook. Maybe this is a time for reflection. And this is good because right before that, this is something that I do before the new year all the time, is I actually go back to my journal that I wrote for the year and I start with the whole year and I read all of my entries. I usually do this around Christmas, right around Christmas. I'm reading and reading and reading. And then at the end, I'll write a summary of my year. I'll write a summary of actually the ways that I've grown and the things that actually didn't serve me. Because what happens is this, we get so caught up in our day-to-day. Everyone, I'm guilty of it all the time. We get so caught up in the day-to-day that we don't pause and we don't just look at where we are. We go to the future. What's the next things? Where do I have to go? What about tomorrow? What about the next day? What about the plan? What about this? What about now? And when we stop for now, we go, God, I've done a lot. I've gone through a lot. I've been through a lot. Let me just reflect on this. I've journaled a lot this year. Let me go back and see what I wrote. And let me just take appreciation for where we are, where I am. How did I get here? This is beautiful. For better or for worse, I'm here. And it's something that I created. Because what happens is this. When you can reflect back, at least for the year, and see how you got here, you can take appreciation. You can be an observer to everything that has been created without judgment. And you can go, oh, okay, yeah, actually my decisions, actually that habit of me talking to myself the way that I do, really not bringing myself up, but bringing myself down. Of course, I'm recreating this experience over and over and over. You get to see how you show up for yourself. You know, skincare isn't just about looking good, right? A lot of us want to look good, but it's not just about looking good. It's about nurturing your skin and being well-balanced from the inside out. And, you know, this world is flooded with a bunch of harsh chemicals that are really insulting our skin, our barrier. And you want something truly effective that is safe. Alitura is one of the best in the game. If you never heard of Alitura, you just think of, you might have seen some black bottles with gold writing on it. It's one of the best, and they're always at health events, and people are loving them. And their quality. Alitura Naturals has crafted a serum that is not only safe, but also incredibly effective. Listen, a lot of you ask me where I get my glow from. This is a huge part of the equation. Their gold serum isn't just another skincare product. It's a testament to the power of natural healing and a commitment to holistic health. It uses organic ingredients like jojoba, olive, rosehip oils, and the gold serum is made organically with plant-derived vitamin A, not synthetic stuff, not that nasty stuff that you're getting in a lot of these over-the-counter products, GHKCU and marine collagen to revitalize your skin. Alitura Naturals has been using the best ingredients in their products for years. They've been pioneering the path for what truly transformed skin should be. So if you're ready to take control of your skin health and experience the pinnacle of natural beauty, I highly recommend checking out Alitura Naturals. For a limited time, you, the Heal Thyself listener, will enjoy the exclusive discount, just the Heal Thyself discount, only for you. That's 20% off of this gold serum. Go to alitura.com and use the code DRG for 20% off. That's Alitura.com and get that 20% discount. It's amazing stuff. I use it every night before bed. And I'm telling you, I'm on fire with my skin in a good way. Check it out. All right, let's face it. With all the toxins we're exposed to nowadays, with processed foods, pollutants, and even stress, our poor livers have been working overtime. If you've been feeling sluggish, bloated, or just overall run down, it may be time to give your hardworking liver some extra love and support. That is where Organifi's Liver Detox comes in. This convenient little capsule contains a powerhouse blend of clinically studied superfoods. Specifically designed to remove excess toxins and improve digestion, promote healthier energy levels, and just overall liver health. Now, one of the key ingredients is artichoke leaf extract, which has been clinically proven to help detoxify the liver and digestive tract. Then you got the all-star liver protector. You heard of it, milk thistle, an herb that has been used for centuries to give your liver a big old hug. That's not all. Organifi's Liver Detox also contains dandelion root, one of my favorite ones of all time, which is loaded with vitamins and minerals to promote healthy liver function and digestion. And finally, Trafalia, an ancient Ayurvedic formula packed with antioxidants that has been traditionally used as a powerful liver tonic, one of my favorite ones too. So whether you're dealing with sluggish digestion, low energy, or just want to give your body's main detox engine a little extra love, Organifi's Liver Detox has your back. Just take 1 to 3 capsules at any point during the day to start supporting your liver's natural detox pathways. All of us need to be supporting our liver. If you want to experience the energy boosting, liver supporting effects of this fantastic formula, head to OrganifiShop.com and use the code DRG for 20% off. That is OrganifiShop.com/DRG. Self. Before you start making resolutions for the year, you got to look at yourself now. How did I get here? How do I show up for myself? How do I speak to myself? You know, this morning I was meditating every day. You know, I wake up, open my eyes. You know, I try not to even sleep with an eye mask because I want the sun to hit me. So I try to get to bed early. And I roll out of bed and I take a few steps and I put my feet out on the ground and I let the sun hit me and I move my body and I thank the sun, the earth, the wind and the water. And I put my hands on the ground and I say, thank you to the land that I'm on. Great. Come back inside and then I start meditating. Now, the meditation piece is really important. And today, it's like, if any of you have meditated really deeply, right? Do you know those moments where you're like really deep and something comes up and you're just like observing it and you're totally forgetting that this thing that came up is in reference to you? You're sort of just thinking you're watching a movie, not knowing the movie is about you and you're the main character. So then I kind of was like, whoa, wait, is this about me? And what came up today, and ironically came up today because I felt called to share it with you, is how do you speak to yourself? What's the language you use for yourself? Right? So I remember one of my close friends, we were at Burning Man and I was with him and he reunited with an old friend. He probably hasn't seen for many years, but he saw him since New York. And I remember the guy goes, hey, Adam, how have you been, man? What's going on? And I've heard from my friend Adam something that he's never said, and I've never heard anyone say. And he's like, everything's good, man. I moved to California. You know, I'm surfing every day and I'm talking nicer to myself. And that my ears perked up because I've never heard anyone say or acknowledge that they're talking nicer to themselves, they're talking better than themselves. And that's what actually came up to my meditation was him saying that. And the truth is how many of you actually talk to yourself with dignity, talk to yourself with integrity? How many of you are your own hype man out here? I could probably say more of you are not than are. And that's okay because we get caught up. But my God, if you can't go into this new year being your best hype man, then nothing is going to sustain. Because by the time February or March comes and you're on this regimen of doing this workout or this eating plan or this ritual plan, and you ain't hyping yourself up, no one else is hyping you up. You might have a partner that says, oh, it's amazing. Every once in a while, I think it's amazing that you're going to work out. Or every once in a while saying, it's amazing that you're sustaining this diet. But day to day on a Tuesday in the middle of the day, who's sustaining you? It's you. So if you ain't talking to yourself out of love, out of that expansive, like, hey man, I appreciate you. You know, look, I might sound kooky, but I was in the shower this morning after I had this meditation download and I closed my eyes and I was pretending I was talking to me and I was saying things to myself that I need to say, but also pretending that I'm talking to myself and receiving. So I'm not only am I giving myself love and compliments, but I'm also receiving them. So, you know, outside looking in, I look like a naked kooky man talking in the shower, but also it was really, really invigorating for me. So before you step into the new year, I'm saying all of this to say, hold on. Reflect on yourself, see how you got here, be objective, right? See what the course of events, how did it lead me to where I am? Either I'm really fulfilled and happy in my life or I need to make some changes. It's okay. Pull away from that judgment. But also ask yourself, are you your number one hype man? Because if you ain't your number one hype man, no one else is hyping you. If your voice in your head is bringing you down, telling you ain't enough, why did you do this? You're dumb. You always do this. Oh my God, just like last time. Why do I always attract partners like this? Why do I always do this at work? Man, why am I at this job? Or even worse, if you are not even saying anything to yourself and you're on autopilot, oh my God, what is the life we're leading? You got to talk to yourself. You got to be your hype man. So set up a practice before you even come into the new year to be your best hype man. And by hype man, I mean, I'm coming on stage and I need someone with a microphone next to me, hyping me up, hyping up the crowd, telling me that I'm the best rapper, singer, performer, comedian out there, right? The person who's setting you up, and it's got to be you. So set up that little practice already before the new year starts. You know, you can do it right after Christmas because Christmas is a little tornado. I get it. You're with your family. But set it up for yourself. If that means that you need to put an alarm, because this is what it means, I'm a very tangible reminder person. I got 3 alarms on my phone. One, not when I wake up, but at 9 a.m. to remind me to be loving to myself. Another one at 12 o'clock to remind me to close my eyes and take a moment and pause, because usually that's when things start getting crazy. Another one at 3 o'clock that reminds me to move my body, to breathe, to pause, talk nicer to myself. And then at 1 or 5 o'clock, it tells me to start getting ready for dinner so I can get to bed early, right? But I use alarms because I need that stuff because I'm on my phone all the time. So what works for you? Maybe it's a post-it note on a mirror. Maybe it's a post-it note on the steering wheel of your car. Maybe it's a rubber band. This is what I used to do. And I remember 2008, I set up all my rituals. And every time I had a rubber band on my wrist. Every time I had a negative thought about something that I wanted to create, every time I had self-doubt, I pull the rubber band and I smack my wrist with it. And it's crazy, I know, but it's some sort of weird reverse Pavlovian feedback where you feel this just tinge of pain and you go, I don't want to feel that again. And you start convincing your brain to start doing. So whatever works for you, and maybe you've never explored these, so try them all. How are you going to remind yourself to be your best hype man? And by hype man, I mean, hey, something as simple as, you ate breakfast this morning. Man, you ate breakfast this morning. Thank you. You know what? No, thank you for thanking me for eating breakfast this morning. It's okay if you look kooky. You know, something as simple as you worked out. You went to the gym today. Man, I feel good. You know what? Thank you. Thank you for receiving it. You went to the gym. You're amazing. You're doing your workouts. You did your cardio and you said you weren't going to work out today and you went to the gym. My God, I'm your hype man. You see what I mean? Start hyping yourself up. Okay, so now you got this all set up. The new year's coming. You've reflected. You look back on your year. You've looked at your journals. Now you got this practice where you're starting to talk nicer to yourself, like my boy Adam, right? You're talking nicer to yourself. Now you're setting yourself up for sustainability for the new year. Because without these 2 things, we got no idea how we got here. We got no idea what we've created within our lives. We have no sense of that voice in our head or control over the voice in our head, because inevitably, that voice in your head, due to childhood trauma, conditioning, the way the media frames you and the person you should be, is not going to be a kind person to you. And you could be the kindest person out there. Your heart could be open. You could be giving to the world. You could be telling people that they're great and loving, and you could be so beautiful with your affirmations, but my God, you could be the worst to yourself. What are you doing, right? So start this with yourself. Now you're set up. So now the new year comes. I'm going to give you some of my best bang for buck interventions for your health. Let's break it down into buckets. Let's talk about the most tangible one, and that's the physical one. We love physical stuff. So what are the tangible interventions for the new year physically? And I'm talking about not really big jobs where you have to change your whole life. I understand all of you have busy lives. A lot of you are moms. A lot of you are dads. I get it. So intervention number one for your physical health. A lot of you aren't hydrated. You ain't drinking enough water. I get it. We have busy lives. So you need to drink more water. You have to. So how much water should we be drinking? It depends. I always used to tell half your body weight in ounces, but sometimes that's too much for people. And sometimes people are working out or doing a lot of cognitive demanding work and they need to drink more. So my boy, Andrew Huberman, mentioned for hydration, something called the Gallopin equation, which is amazing. It's basically your body weight in pounds divided by 30. And that's the number of ounces of water to ingest per 15 minutes of exertion. And exertion means physical performance. So if you're working out, you want this equation as part of your life, right? Your body weight, pounds divided by 30. That is the number of ounces of water you're ingesting every 15 minutes of exertion. And exertion also means cognitive exertion. So if you're working on a project and your brain is being used, right, you're burning up calories, you're using energy, you need to hydrate. Now, you can wake up in the morning and you can have 1/4 teaspoon, 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt, boom, dump it in there. I use Element because there's flavor to it. And I love the ratios of 1 to 5 potassium to sodium. We need both. Now, You could be drinking a lot of water with no salt or potassium or electrolytes and be dehydrated. I want you to understand that, right? You need electrolytes. It needs to be electrolyte-rich water. So wake up in the morning. You can get your element. That's one of my favorite, as I said. You can get some Celtic salt, sea salt, Himalayan salt. Get a quarter, half teaspoon, boom, dump it in there. Drink that water. Now you're setting yourself up with about 16 to 32 ounces of water when you wake up in the morning. Better than a lot of you are doing out there. And then I want you to get a glass or stainless steel water bottle. You don't want a plastic one, you know, for obvious reasons. Go listen to every BPA show I've ever done. I talk about it ad nauseum at this point. But get yourself a glass or stainless steel water bottle. You want to think about, if you don't have it yet, definitely moving away from tap water, not drinking from plastic water bottles, and investing in a water pitcher in your home. Get a nice water pitcher. There's a stainless steel one. We work with AquaTrue here. We'll put in the code for this in the show notes, but that's my favorite one. Reverse osmosis. It is affordable. This isn't an ad for it. I'm just telling you what I use. Anyway, you want purified water that is electrolyte rich. So get that water purified, cleaned, getting all of the PFAS, all of the medications out of there, the estrogens, the hormones, right? All of the chemicals, pesticides. Now you're having clean water. Hit it with the sea salt, right? You're activating it and drink that water. Now, how much? You got to listen to your body. For me, I drink about probably 80 to 100 ounces of water a day. But then if I'm in the sauna or dripping in sweat at the gym, it's way different. I'm maybe 120, 130, 140 ounces of water. I'm drinking a lot of water and it's electrolyte rich. So make sure you're drinking water. Number one, physical health intervention. I'm giving you the easy bang for buck stuff. I'm not making this sophisticated or unattainable or even expensive, right? Next thing, you only need 30 plants per week to support your gut. And when it comes to your physical health, your gut health is everything. Is everything. If your gut health ain't right, this is the year that you got to get it right. 30 plants per week, variety of colors of plants, giving you a variety of antioxidants, giving you the fiber that your gut needs to develop to create those postbiotic nutrients like butyrate that is so important for inflammation, so important for your hormones, so important for your brain, so important for your nervous system, for your intestines. You want to get that fiber in. So remember, 30 plants per week. And check this out. This is going to make it easier. Spices work. So if you go, I want my family to up their plants per week, I'm going to make a soup. Boom. You have vegetables in there. You got some root vegetables. You have some spices. I promise you, you could probably get 10, 12, 13 plants in just a soup. Already, just one meal. You have almost half your quota is already set, close to half your quota. So really think about how easy it is, but supporting your family. You want to get more variety of colors of the rainbow, red, orange, blue, green, violet, all of the colors of the rainbow in plants, more fruits, more vegetables. Listen to your body. Listen to your body. Just because I'm telling you an apple is great for you, your body might not like it. So you really want to do that. Physical. Work on the circadian rhythms. Get to bed consistently at the same time. Do it before 11 o'clock. Why? It's because our body's on a very specific rhythm, right? Our body's on a very specific rhythm. And your body expects to be asleep and not up all, like going to sleep at 3 a.m. and waking up at 11 is not the same as going to sleep at 9 a.m. and waking up at 6, 7. It's different. It's different. There's different rhythms to your body. You're getting deeper rest, deeper restorative REM sleep when you're getting to bed before 11 o'clock. So get to bed early, wake up early. Obviously, I've been saying this, shout out to Huberman, but I've been saying this since one of my first damn shows. Go see the morning sun. Go put your feet on the ground. Two of the most important things. I just mentioned it earlier in the show. I wake up, I roll out of bed. I'm still groggy. I still got my mouth tape on. Okay. I still have my earplugs in and I'm rolling out of bed. I immediately go outside. I immediately see the morning sun and I immediately put my feet on the ground. This is activating something called the cortisol awakening response. It's very important. You want your cortisol to rise up in the morning at peak. So it goes down. Basically what's happening is I'm setting up my night in the morning. I'm setting up my rhythms, my body clock rhythms in the morning by seeing that early morning sun at around 7 o'clock is when I wake up, put my feet on the ground. I'm getting the grounding anti-inflammatory properties of grounding. I'm getting the nervous system shifting properties of grounding, the immune supporting properties of grounding, the stress reducing properties of grounding. This is I'm connecting to earth. I'm doing my gratitude and I'm seeing the morning sun. I can't even overemphasize how important these circadian movements are. So get to bed at the same time, wake up at the same time. If you're not doing that, it's going to affect your mental health. I promise you that. All I'm asking you right now at this point, it's been a long time since I promoted a coffee because there's not that many good coffee brands. We got one of the best ones now on Heal Thyself. Are you ready to elevate your coffee game and experience a brew that's not only delicious, but it's also health focused? Let me introduce you to Purity Coffee. You heard me review them in one of my first ever coffee reviews as one of the best, and then my second ever one as one of the best. And it's one of the best still. It's an ultimate choice for coffee lovers who prioritize taste as well as well-being. I'm going to tell you what makes Purity Coffee stand out from the crowd. Every step in their process is rooted in health focused principles backed by solid scientific research-based rigorous testing. They use the finest specialty grade organic Arabica beans and then move on to small batch roasting, ensuring that each cup meets the highest standards of quality. But what really sets Purity Coffee apart from all the other coffee brands is their dedication, is my favorite, is their dedication to purity and safety. Their beans undergo third-party testing to ensure they're free of pesticides, toxins, and harmful mycotoxins, those pesky substances that can wreak havoc on your health, causing issues like liver and kidney damage, digestive problems, brain fog, and fatigue. Purity Coffee also has some of the highest antioxidant capacity. And this is important because we have to understand coffee is actually really good for us when we're getting quality coffee. And the reason it's good for us and ensures so many benefits, especially heart health, is because of its antioxidant capacity. Purity has one of the highest antioxidants that you're going to find in coffee, giving you a powerful dose of healthy boosting compounds with every sip. Purity Coffee is grown on regenerative organic farms that prioritize soil health, animal welfare, and community well-being. They have certifications by USDA Organic, Rainforest Alliance, and Smithsonian Bird Friendly. You can also trust Purity Coffee is not only good for you, but also good for the planet. They have a range of roasts from their light medium roast with sweet fruity notes and their dark roast with rich bold taste. So to try out one of my favorite coffees in existence and one that I recommend to everyone still to this day, I've been doing it for years, is Purity Coffee. Go to puritycoffee.com and use the code DRG for 30% off of your first purchase. That is PURITYCOFFEE.com and use the code DRG for 30% off of your order. You know, living a long life is great. It is. We all want to live longer. But what's even better is living those years in good health, right? Free of the chronic diseases and the ailments. Unfortunately for many, the gap between lifespan and health span is way too wide. And we spent our last years ill, not enjoying our life to the fullest. And that's why I'm always into research-based products, quality supplements that are coming out to you, the highest, the best of the best, some of the best rigorously tested supplements. And one of my favorite companies across the board is Momentous. And they have two that I use every single day, creatine and collagen. These are the two powerhouses at work. I've been opened and I've been working out more 4 times a week. I'm lifting heavy weights and these are staples. And not just me, I think everyone should be out working out, building muscle, staples to muscle repair and muscle growth. But what sets Momentous apart from the rest is its clinically researched formulas. For the collagen, it delivers 15 grams of collagen, supporting your body in various ways. And it's not just one type of collagen, it's all the types of collagen, right? A lot of companies just have one type of collagen. You want all the types of your body's absorbing and utilizing this collagen the way you desire the body to use it. But boy, oh boy, the gold standard for working out, if you're not on this, you don't even have to be working out. You can use it for your brain, is creatine. Momentous creatine is fantastic. There's no fillers, no additive, pure, effective ingredients you can trust. Trust is everything when it comes to supplements. Momentous third-party test. There's no surprises. What you see on the package is what you get. So if you're like me, you want to fuel your body with the best of the best, go to livemomentous.com and use the code DRG for 15% off of creatine and collagen and all their top-notch products. That is livemomentous.com with the code DRG for your discount. Is to eat more plants, drink more water with salt in it, and wake up and go to sleep at the same time. How much money are you spending here, right? You got a water filter, it'll be an investment, but it's for the long term, right? Movement, 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 movement. You need about 2 hours of movement a week, minimum, minimum. What I tell people is this, look, go to the gym, minimum 2 times a week, hour each time. Get some physical weight resistance, weight training. You want to build up the muscle. This is the year where, hey, let's make a pact together. We're going to build up good muscle. Men and women out there, listen, we did a show with Tony Horton. He talked about it's a myth. It's a myth to think you're going to put on all this giant muscle if you're a woman out there going to the gym. But you shouldn't just be doing cardio. You want to do a mix of it. But if you can get to the gym 2 times in a week and do 2 regimens of weight training, major muscle groups, right? That's powerful. And if you don't know where to start, look on YouTube. It's your best friend. Beginner's Guide to Working Out. I want to work out now. How do I work out? Proper working out for beginners. You will find what you're seeking because it's seeking you, right? Get that regimen going and let's get a workout routine. Look, if I said 5 times a week to you, you'd be like, great, I can do this. And guess what? By February, you ain't going to do it. We have other things to do. But if you make 2 times a week just to go to the gym and then the other days in the week, just movement. So if it's cold by you, bundle up and go for a walk. That walk is going to be really important, but bundle up and go for a walk. If you can't go for a walk, walk around your house, go up and down the stairs. If you have the luxury of having a treadmill or a standing desk, use that, but you got to move your body. You don't want to be sitting every hour. For every hour you sit, I want you to get up and take 5-10 minutes doing push-ups, hanging from a hang bar in your office, doing some sit-ups, or going for a walk. What I do, because I'm on the phone a lot all day and on the computer a lot all day, taking call. Every call that I do is an outdoor call. So now I know I got a 1 o'clock call and it's 12 o'clock. I'm eating my food. I'm posting some stuff. 1 o'clock hits, boom, put on my headphones and I'm going for a walk around the block. By the time that's done, I've done 3 laps around there. I've gotten, I don't know, maybe 1,000 steps. Great. See what I mean? So become more efficient in that movement. Take the stairs if you need to. Just get that movement in while 2 times a week minimum weight training, right? Increasing the protein a little bit. I don't think a lot of us are having a balanced diet. So when we think about our plates, remember I said 30% plants. You want a lot of plants in there, right? You want a good amount of protein, and whatever protein is whatever protein, whatever works for your body. But you want a good amount of protein in there. And then a handful of carbohydrates, right? Right. Let's say you love quinoa, a little bit of rice, great. You're going to get a lot of that if you have a sweet potato or something, but making sure you're balancing your meals. Blood sugar is another important thing. Look, again, I'm not asking you to get anything sophisticated. You don't need a blood sugar monitor for this. Blood sugar, very important because it's going to affect your mental health. It's going to affect your energy. It's going to affect your muscle health, your joints, your hormones. You want to balance that blood sugar. And a lot of us don't have good balance. Here are some of the major rules for balancing your blood sugar. One of my favorite shows I've ever done was with Glucose Goddess. She came in here, gave us some amazing rules. And she's right. Drinking a little bit of vinegar, a shot of vinegar before meals works, right? You can also take berberine, one of my favorite supplements for blood sugar balance. And you also want to make sure that you're eating in an order. Where you're having your plants first, the greens, right? You're having any plant food, then you're having the protein, then you're having your carbs. Going to help attenuate any blood sugar spikes, and then going for a walk after your meals. You make sure you have a little window after meals, about 1 to 1.5 hours to go for a walk. Why do you want to go for a walk after meals? Because it's going to help balance your blood sugar. It's going to help balance your blood sugar so it's not spiking the way that it usually would. If a lot of you are guilty of this, right? Eating the meal, then just plopping down on the couch, laying down and looking at your phone. I know a lot of you doing this. But if you were to go for a walk in that little 1.5 hour window, you have 90 minutes. Getting out and taking a walk after that meal is going to make a major impact on your blood sugar. It's one of the best habits out there that no one's talking about. Go for a walk after your meals. It's going to be amazing stuff. Check it out. And I mentioned gut, but this is the last part of the physical health interventions, right? When it comes to your gut health, I can't stress it enough. Your nervous system is connected to your gut. Your vagus nerve runs all the way down to your gut. And it's really innervating the parasympathetic branch of you, your rest and digest. But it's not just your vagus nerve. You have something called an enteric nervous system. It's a complete branch of your nervous system. And the enteric nervous system has a brain of its own. If you think about all the neurons in your gut, they're about that of a small child, like a 4-year-old child. Right? It has its own brain. It can act independently of your central nervous system, right? Because it has its own capacity to digest without the vagus nerve, which is crazy. It's crazy. So if you don't have a hold on your digestive system, if your digestive system is unhappy, you are going to be unhappy. And this is going to lead us to the mental part. And here's the sort of the landscape, the part of the Venn diagram that goes into both. The gut, that's the bridge. You got to get your gut right. A lot of you say, hey, look, I have resilience in my gut. I could eat anything. I feel good. I go to the bathroom multiple times a day. God bless you. There's a lot of us that don't. So we got to get our guts right. When it comes to healing our gut, you have to think about a few things. How does it work in conjunction? Is your stomach optimized? Is your pancreas optimized? Is your liver optimized? You got to think about those things first upstream. You got to think about if bacteria is growing in your small intestine. You got to think about if you're snacking and you're not allowing your intestine just to clean out. You got to think about if you're holding in a bunch of trauma, which we'll get to in a moment. If you're holding in a bunch of trauma in your fascia and your very core state is to be in a contracted state, then yeah, you're going to be constipated, right? If you're not even allowing your body to relax, if you're always in a bracing state, that's telling your intestines not to move. That's telling your poop to stay in there. Hold, hold, hold. So you got to get a hold of how you're functioning. Are you even chewing your food? Are you mindfully eating your food? Because if you're not, that's going to affect you downstream. Starts with the mouth, mindfully eating your food. Put your phone down if you can, right? Put your phone down if you can. Mindfully eat your food. Swallow. Make sure that you're in a mindful state when you're at rest. That's when you're optimizing your capacity to digest. That's when it's releasing all those digestive enzymes to break down the food. That's when your pancreas is releasing all of the endogenous hormones to break down the food. Your liver, your bile are working together to break down and emulsify those fats. You want to make sure protein, fats, and carbs are broken down the way they intended to be. And it's going to be really hard to do that if you're distracted when you're eating. So stop eating distracted, right? You don't necessarily need all of the supplements yet, the digestive enzymes. Maybe not yet. Maybe the ox bile, but maybe not yet. Make sure that you're optimizing and you're eating in peace first. If you're eating in peace, see how your digestive system functions after a week of that. Then go back and see if you need supplements, okay? You want to optimize that. And you want to think about, do I need to eat more fiber? Do I need to support prebiotic fiber? Average person gets about 15 to 20 grams of fiber. We need about 30 to 40, right? So you're eating enough fiber. Go slow, increasing the amount of fiber in your diet, right? You might even want to start with cooked instead of raw, see how your body adapts. I actually think in the winter, you should be eating more cooked anyway. So eating more cooked food, optimizing the gut. Eating more fermented food. Some of you are histamine sensitive, but those of you who are not, getting more fermented foods in your diet is going to be so important. So once you're getting these in your diet, you're going to notice the difference. One thing that I really love is you can have kimchi, for example, or sauerkraut. And before you eat, you could take a teaspoon or a tablespoon of it. And you're eating three meals a day. Let's say you have three teaspoons or three tablespoons, you're already supporting your gut more than you were. And it makes a big difference, actually. Knowing that that's a really important intervention and optimizing the gut is going to play a major, major role. Now, if you can't do it yourself, I would highly recommend then making the investment to see a functional or naturopathic doctor to give you a poop test to tell you about diversity. Diversity in your stool, diversity of the gut bacteria is most important. You need diversity of species. That means if I bring you to a forest, we got to see all different types of plants, all different types of flowers, not just one. Not just one, because one is not going to be able to stop all the weeds from growing. And lastly, if you're not pooping every single day or multiple times a day, you know, if I was a gastroenterologist and I go, oh, you know, you poop once every 2 days, that's fine. No, you're actually supposed to be pooping after every meal. That's how we're designed. People are different, yeah. But if you're at a relaxed state and you're eating your food and your digestive system is optimized and you're eating for your body, connecting to your body, we're going to talk about that. Eating for your body, then you're going to have the sensation to go to the bathroom, especially if you're not holding a bunch of stuff in, which a lot of us do with trauma. Which brings me to the mental health part. So I want you to just take a moment, pause. We talked about water. We talked about plants. We talked about movement. We talked about circadian rhythm. And we talked about gut. Easy interventions to make that you can integrate into your life. I'm not asking you to do major things here. You see that? Now let's get into the mental health part. If you don't have a journaling practice, here's your year to do it. And it's very easy. I'm going to give you the way to do it the most sustainable. The way to do the most sustainable work is to, one, to be your biggest fan. Because if you're not hyping yourself up, you're not going to feel good about the work you're doing. And I gave you that recommendation before the new year, now, to do before the new year starts. When it comes to anything mental, you have to set up time for yourself. And this might be a big obstacle for a lot of you. Because you can fall back, right? You can say, oh, I have my hour in the morning that is non-negotiable. Nobody's going to touch it. And then, you know, that day or night comes where, you know, you sort of want to you're hanging out, you're watching a great movie and you don't want to go to sleep. And then you kind of sleep in and then you go, oh, I'm just going to do my rituals tomorrow or later. And then you never do them later. And then you don't do them tomorrow because you keep pushing that hour back. I can't do this for you. Only you can do this for you. Can you, as a non-negotiable, make time for yourself? And I mean, this is the most legitimate question. Because if you can't make time for yourself, then what are you doing, right? If you can't make time for yourself, then what are you doing? Because if you can't give yourself enough love and integrity to make time for yourself, then how do you expect to show up for other people? Because if you're showing up for other people and not showing up for yourself, it is not fully in authenticity. And it's actually pathological. Because if I'm showing up for everyone else but myself, that is not honorable. That is coming from a place of, I need to show up and save other people so someday, one day, someone can show up and save me. It's coming from a place of need versus true giving and want. And you can only give when your cup is full. So again, I can't do this for you. But can you ask yourself the question, can I take 30 minutes, an hour that is only to myself? Only to myself, non-negotiable. That means husband or wife, you ain't gonna get in my way over here. This is my time. Husband or wife, you take care of the kids in this hour because I need this to show up as the best person for this family, as the best person for this work, as the best person for myself. Can you allow yourself to take this time for yourself? Because for me, I mean, even on group getaways, they know for an hour, no one's gonna talk to me. If I have a guest at my house, they know for an hour, they ain't going to talk to me because I have my headphones. When I lived with a roommate, I would walk around with headphones in the morning and we'd say hi with a smile, but he wouldn't talk to me and I would go about my business. There was a non-negotiable that the people around me knew that this is Christian's ritual time. He does what he does and this is what he needs. And if they love you and respect you, they're going to allow you that time. So take an hour, take a 30 minutes, whatever it is, okay? And take some time to reflect. This is where journaling is wonderful. I do it. I used to do it all the time. I did it for years. I do it less now, but because I don't necessarily need it. But if I need it, I need it. I can reflect to myself. But if you need to see words on paper, then reflect to yourself. And I'm going to make it sustainable for you, right? A lot of people say, just journal whatever comes out for 5 pages and you know you might be there for 40 minutes. No. Look, get out a journal. Keep it on your bedside. Make sure it's visible. Put a pen on top of it. Wake up. Sit up. Open up the journal. And just write, because what happens is you're in a brainwave state that is very different than your waking brainwave state. You're not alpha brainwave dominant like you are when you're in the middle of work. You're actually still in that theta brainwave state. That means you're still able to spew out that subconscious that's in there. So if you wake up and you start journaling, you're going to be able to write really your truth, really what's inside of you, better than middle of the day. So take that time, just journal. Now, I'm going to make this sustainable for you. Take one page just to journal, for starters. One page of journal, you know how long that takes? 2 minutes, maybe three. Maybe if it's a big page and you're a slow writer, it might be five. But look how much I'm asking you already. 5 minutes of your morning, that's it to write one page. You might be inspired to write 2 pages because you're writing really, really fast and you're channeling some crazy stuff. Great. That might take 6 minutes, 7, 8 max. Close the journal. Okay, close the journal. You can reflect on what you wrote. You can brush your teeth and really reflect, or you can shower and reflect, or you can make your coffee and reflect, go outside, go for your walk and reflect. But this is your time to be present. This is your time to set up the rest of your day. If you want to show up as a best mom or dad or brother or sister or boss or coworker, this is how you do it. You take this time in the morning to yourself. So journal, one of the best mental health things you can do. Second thing for your mental health is meditate. It's the most unsexy thing right now, but the most powerful, right? Like meditation's been, it's ancient. Everyone, it's been forever. It's written in ancient texts, meditation, right? It's not necessarily, breathwork is more sexy than that, right? But I would venture to say that meditation is one of the most powerful things you can do in your life, right? For me, it's the most powerful thing. I can't go a day without meditating because I handle life better. I handle stress better. I am a happier person. My heart is more open. I have perspective. that, yeah, this thing that just came up isn't the end of the world. We're good, right? So take the time to meditate. Take the time to meditate. If you need a guided meditation, there are a lot of apps out there. I'm going to be actually partnering with a meditation app very soon. So keep an eye out. I'm going to be talking about it. But there's so many guided meditation apps out there that can really help bring you to that place, right, of guided meditation. I don't do it. I just lay down. I close my eyes. I tune into my body. I get lost. I tune into my belly. That's where I get lost. I get into my belly. I go deep and I'm gone. I'm in a meditative state. And anything that my body and spirit need to show me, oh, it comes up. And I have really good perspective. It takes me 30 minutes. So I get up, see the sun, put my feet on the ground, right? That's part of the physical stuff. I come in. I don't journal all the time, but if I need to, I'll journal. Boom, I'll meditate. I'm good. Do you know that this takes 40 minutes every morning? I know you have 40 minutes because I know you're scrolling. I know you're on TikTok or I know you're on Instagram and I know you scroll for 40 minutes and I know you send memes to your friends for 40 minutes and you go, this is you. Or you send memes for 40 minutes and then you say, this is me. And then you do laughing emojis. I know you be doing that. So right now I'm calling you out. Can you do less of that and start allotting more time to yourself so you show up better for everyone you love? That's the mental part. Let's go to the last part, my favorite part, the somatic, the emotional. You can start integrating this into that ritual time, right? I mentioned that I get into my body and then I meditate because think about it this way. We are multidimensional beings. We are different bodied beings. We are here in this physical, the material, right? Although it's an illusion, we're still here. We still feel real, right? We still smell, taste, touch. We get lost in our senses. We get lost in this reality. And it's formidable. We're these beings, right? We're spiritual beings having this experience. We're having a spiritual experience. It's not just us, like the way we think, just physical beings, and we might have this spiritual connection. No. We're spiritual beings in this physical experience. So it stands to believe that we have to be connected to spirit through meditation, and we have to be connected to the body through somatics, which brings me to the last part. Now remember, let's look at this as a whole. I talked about the physical interventions. Easy mental health interventions. Journaling is easy, right? How much does it cost to get a journal? 15, 20 bucks? How much are you spending on all this? If you get a water filter, okay, maybe 300, 350 bucks for all of these interventions that are going to change your life. Oh, and a gym membership, okay? Or maybe you have a gym at your house. I don't know. But I'm trying to keep it really cheap for y'all if you didn't notice. Somatics. Let's think about somatics. You know, one of the best skills in human health is EQ, right? What is your emotional intelligence, right? I'm not impressed by IQ anymore. I'm not impressed by the person who can sit here and talk about these really expansive theories or recite to me this crazy equation or talk to me about the structure of why this sonnet from the 1800s is better than this sonnet from the 1700s or the brilliance behind Shakespeare. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if you went to Yale. I don't care if you went to Harvard. I don't care if you went to Brown, Cornell. I don't care. What I do care about is, can that same person who's recited that intellect to me tell me when we're out to dinner, when they're connecting to their body, going, actually, hold on, what do I feel in the moment? Mom, my body does want broccoli. Whoa, okay, that's intelligence right there. Can you do that? Right? So this is the next question. What is your EQ? What is your emotional intelligence? What is your BQ, your body intelligence? What is the level of your connection to your body? Because this is the 2024 setup. Do you know? Now let's chat about something crucial, that is omega-3s. You know I'm all about keeping clean and pure when it comes to products, as well as food on my plate. But when it comes to supplements, right, we have to make sure we have the best of the best, but especially when it comes to omega-3s. And I really mean it. Omega-3s are some of the most adulterated supplements that exist out there. And a lot of companies aren't doing it right. We need omega-3s for our heart, for our brain, for our eye health. You might not be getting enough nutritionally. When it comes to Peori, it's a quality brand, not only just with omegas across their whole line. They're extremely transparent. Every batch undergoes rigorous testing against over 200 contaminants, and you could check the results for yourself. And that's one of my favorite things. You can scan the QR code and look at the batch that is right in front of you, that is on your shelf or on your counter, and you can see the results for this quality testing. Peori's O3 Ultra Pure Fish Oil delivers a potent dose of EPA and DHA without any unnecessary extras. Now, Peori is offering 20% off of their O3 Ultra Pure Fish Oil, the one that I take every single morning, and all their fantastic products to you, the Heal Thyself listener. That's 20% off even the already discounted subscription price. I want you to go to Peori.com. Use my promo code DRG, that's Peori.com/DRG, to take care of your health with some of the best omegas out there by Peori. These days, it seems like everyone is carrying on a beverage, whether it's soda or flavored water, or kombucha, or coffee, or tea. But not all beverages are created equal when it comes to quality and health benefits. That is why I become obsessed with Peak's Sun Goddess Matcha. I've been using this for, it's one of the first supplements I really invested in. It's 4 years ago, probably. And it's not just any old matcha powder. We're talking organic, ceremonial grade matcha tea that has been meticulously screened for pesticides, heavy metals, mold, and even radioactive isotopes. Peak takes no shortcuts. Their matcha is cultivated by ninth degree tea masters in Kagoshima, Japan, using century old traditions. Their plants are shaded for 35% longer than usual to maximize the production of vital compounds like L-theanine for calm, steady energy, and chlorophyll for its detoxifying anti-aging properties. I start every morning with a frothy cup of Sun Goddess Matcha, not just for energizing my body, you know, we all want to get that caffeine kick, yeah, okay, but for the amazing gut health, metabolism boosting, and antioxidant benefits. The phytonutrients nurture my digestive system. The EGCG compounds help my body burn calories efficiently. And the chlorophyll gives my skin the awesome reading. You see, I'm glowing right now, right? That's because of the matcha. There's perfectly proportioned packets that are easy to mix with water whenever I need to pick me up. So easy to make a consistent self-care ritual. Peak is offering you, the Heal Thyself listener, 15% off of their Sun Goddess Matcha, plus a free beaker and a rechargeable frother when you go to peaklife.com/DRG. They're so confident that you're going to love it. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee. No code at checkout. Just go to PIQUELIFE.com/DRG. You're going to get 15% off plus all those freebies.
What your body wants. A lot of us meditate, we connect to spirit, great. But for the last part, you got to have a relationship with your body. So here's the practice. Connect to your body. Every morning, right? And this is how I do it. I'll dedicate myself to connecting to my body first and then connecting to my spirit. So there's moments where I'm in my body fully communicating, knowing exactly what my body wants to tell me and why I'm feeling a certain way or why I have tension here. And then there'll be a moment where I got all those downloads and then I'll start leaving my body. And it was funny that this week I remember actually the feeling and the visual of saying bye to my body as I was going to the esoteric realm of meditation. But you got to connect with your body. So meditation to me isn't just spiritual connection, it's body connection. Can you meditate into your body? So how are we going to do this for the last part? Lay down, and this is how I do it. I lay down, I close my eyes, and I've done this enough that I can go straight to exactly where my body wants me to go. But for beginners, scan your body. Just feel into your body. Feel into where you feel free, where you feel relaxed, and then feel into where you feel tight. You inevitably, if you don't have a meditation practice or never meditated or never gotten to your body, are going to be going in your head. That's a protective mechanism. That's okay. Your body's used to living in your head. You're used to being the person that you've created in your head. You're used to the stories you created in your head. That's your protection. Your body or your ego is going to do everything it can to protect you from getting into the body. If you can get into your body with practice, it's going to change your life. So connect to your body, lay down, feel where you're free, feel where you're tense, feel where you're holding, right? And wherever you're, just ask your body, where do you want me to go? Go deep into that place, right? So let's say it's your upper right rib, right under your liver, and you go in there. Feel where you're holding tension and take a deep breath and go deeper. Each breath you take is going deeper there. You're going to pull yourself inevitably to your head. That's okay because you do that all the time. But come back to your body. And if you don't fully go in your body, that's okay too. Be in your head. But the more you do this, that's why it's called practice. All you're doing is dedicating your time. Go into your body. Go deeper, 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 deeper. Breathe deeper into that tension. Breathe deeper into that tension. And just feel. I want you to just learn what it is to feel. Because a lot of us think we're master thinkers. We're amateur feelers. Feel into your body. Notice where you have tension. Breathe into that tension. And just connect to what your body's been trying to show you. And if it's been trying to show you that, hey, listen, I'm holding in a lot of anger over here. And I just want to let you know that you're an angry person. And that's okay. Then can you allow for all that to be there? My God. We've resisted so much. Can we just allow that anger that is us to be there? Because the moment you allow is the moment you begin to feel. So then the next thing that happens, when you do this enough, that tension opens up, that energy starts opening up, your stomach starts getting hot, your chest starts getting hot. Don't resist, let it flow, comes to your throat. You still might start shaking like you're having a little seizure. That's okay, you're moving things in your body. And then make sure you use your voice. Take a deep breath and then do that again and again. Whatever is authentic to your body, you might want to do it 10 times, you might want to do it one time. It doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be dramatic or cinematic. Just trust your body. It knows what to do. The more you do this every day, the more you develop that BQ, EQ, emotional and body intelligence. That is going to, I promise you, crack open your health. It is going to crack. It's one of the best things I've seen for human health. And it's the most underrated, untalked about things. So check this out. We are done with this. I've given you all the buckets, right? The physical, right? Drinking the water, eating the food, the circadian rhythms, right? Getting to sleep at the proper time, seeing the sun, putting your feet on the ground, the gut optimization stuff, right? All of the stuff that is the movement, the exercise, the physical bucket, the journaling and the mental bucket, and the emotional and body intelligence somatic bucket. Think about how much money you're spending on here. Not too much, right? This is affordable. But remember, the way to sustain it is to have a relationship with yourself. You are going to say, you're going to have grace with yourself, because there's going to be times, let's say in the middle of February, February 13th, you're going to be doing a meditation and you're going to feel like you've only been in your head for 40 minutes. And why do I do this? Because it was like this yesterday. And you've only been in your head and you can't get in your body and you can't get into the spiritual connection download realm, but you were doing so good 2 weeks ago. And now why do I always do this to myself? Nothing ever works for me. Yeah, that's the voice again, right? All right, I'm not good enough. And maybe Dr. G was talking to someone. Nope. That's the voice in your head. That's what sabotages you. If you cannot have a new relationship with the voice in your head, and at least whatever way works with you, post-it notes, rubber bands around your wrist, whatever you need to say, and talking to yourself and being like, yo, you're good at this. You know what? Thank you. I know I'm good at this. Shit, I'm good at this too. Yeah, well, you know, you are me. So we're good at this. Oh, I feel that. If you can't talk to yourself like that, you are not going to sustain this. Number one thing. Listen, I got to tell you, this is the end of the year. We're transitioning studios. The next time you hear us, we will be in a different studio, different setup. We're bringing the fire for next year. Next year is going to be full dedicated segments on product reviews. We are bringing them back as its own segment. It's going to be so, so, so good. The knowledge bombs that we have, we already have ourselves booked out with amazing guests coming next year. A lot of them, you know, they've been making the rounds. They're really big out there. And from the bottom of my heart, man, since 2019, y'all been with me. And if you've been a longtime listener since then, or you've been listening for the past month, I want to tell you with an open heart how much I appreciate this time that you take. The resources, the most valuable of all is time, right? Money's money. That goes and comes and goes and comes and goes. But the time that you take, I dedicate myself, and I believe in Dr. G and his mission for so many years. And you've seen my own growth and the mistakes I've made and the grace that I've had behind it and the growth that I've had and then the awkward moments and the fun moments. Like, shout out to all of you for holding that container for me so I could show up better for you. And hopefully that beautiful reciprocal relationship of you holding that space and allowing me to grow is allowing you to grow too. I want to tell each and every one of you, I love you. Thank you so much for supporting the show for so long. And shout out to Malcolm Media that has been with this for so long. All the memories, all the love, all the assets, all the support, all the guests, all the fun. Thank you so much. This isn't the end of the show, but it's the end of my time here at Malcolm Media. I love you all and thank you. We'll be right back.